Today on More to Life, Unworried. Have stress, worry, and anxiety been dragging you down? Call in. We'll help you get the tools you need to lead a more peaceful life.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Unworried. Have stress, worry, and anxiety been dragging you down? Call in. We'll help you get the tools you need to lead a more peaceful life. Number 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
We're talking about stress today. Now, are you in a particular situation that is stressing you out? Are you worried about someone you care about or something going on in your life? Is anxiety stealing your joy or undermining your peace? Let us help you find grace-filled answers and get the tools you need to go from being a worrier to a warrior. And frankly, we know that sometimes even being a warrior can be stressful. So let's connect you with that peace and that strength that you need today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And you know, sometimes stress just comes at us like a train. But other times, it's just the buildup of one thing after another. You know, as most of us are switching into some kind of, you know, end of school year, beginning of the summer mode, the seasons are changing, and it kind of takes us by surprise how busy we are, how many extra tasks there are to do, how everybody gets more stressed out around us, and we don't really know what to do with all the extra. And then, of course, there's the larger stressors in life when we're really dealing with worrying about the people we care about. Illness, finances, all of those things that can really stress us out. And then there's the, are the people I love going to make it to heaven? Do they have the faith they need? All of these things can make us feel tapped out, stressed out, and worried. Let's get you connected with God's grace today and a really good set of tools to use to help you find that peace and that strength you need. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering what that is and how it can help you cope with anxiety, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years that looked at how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully considering God's design of creation and particularly our bodies.
Anxiety is common enough. We all feel stressed, worried, and anxious at times. But the theology of the body reminds us that it was never God's intention that we would be anxious. In fact, the very first anxiety attack occurred immediately after the fall. Adam and Eve felt separated from God and each other, and they hid. They panicked. How often do we feel like that when the problems we face make us feel small and scared and powerless? We tend to think that anxiety is an unavoidable part of life. But the theology of the body reminds us to look at God's design of the body, to understand God's plan for us. And brain scientists tell us that we weren't naturally built to be anxious. In fact, rather than being a direct response to problems, anxiety is actually a sign that we feel disconnected from the people God has placed in our life to support us. The key to regaining our peace is working to restore that sense of communion and connection with God, our people, and ourselves.
Well, and that's not always obvious to us, right? Because in the moment when we're stressed out about something, we feel like the big problem is the problem, right? But research shows that even when we're going through hard times, if underneath it all, we feel securely attached to the people around us, our brains produce chemicals that help us stay calm. And by contrast, even when we aren't facing problems, if we struggle to feel connected to others, or if our connection to others is being threatened in some way, our brain produces chemicals that make us feel anxious. So anxiety is ultimately meant to be a message that says, go find safe, healthy people to support and help you. The theology of the body reminds us that biology is theology. And by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of our bodies, we can discern important insights about what it takes to live a healthy, holy life and have healthy, holy relationships. Theology of the body and brain science together remind us that the key to peace is seeking union with God and cultivating the community of love with the people that God's placed around us. 877-573-7825. Today our show is titled Unworried. It's named after the book, my book of the same name, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And if you are looking for additional support for combating anxiety and worry and stress in your life, then check out Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But of course, we're taking your calls right now on the same topic, Unworried. So if you are having stress, worry, and anxiety, and it's dragging you down, we want to give you the tools you need to lead a more peaceful life. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all those situations that are causing us stress, leading us to worry, causing us to feel anxious. We ask you, Lord, to help us to reconnect to you, to the people that you've placed in our lives, and to our own best selves, so that we can respond to these situations in ways that glorify you, that work for the good of those involved, and help us ultimately to be our best selves. Help us to stop running around and trying to solve all the problems ourselves, but instead step back, seek your grace and wisdom, and move forward with a plan that allows us to step by step build your kingdom in the face of our stress. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Unworried, as we talk about the ways that stress, worry, and anxiety steal our peace and undermine our joy. We want to help you get the tools you need to lead a more peaceful life. Call in for grace-filled answers to stress, worry, and anxiety. The number again is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still get your questions in. That email address is questions@moretolifradio.com. That's with the number two, questions@moretolifradio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask those follow-up questions. So give us a holler at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Kelsey, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Iowa.
Hi, Kelsey. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Hi. So the anxiety that I'm having right now is actually in my marriage with my husband. I wasn't Catholic my whole life, and he was, and he's a great man, and I believe that God blessed me with him. But me not being Catholic, I'm having a hard time not having anxiety about if I'm fulfilling my responsibilities and my marriage vows to him in the correct way. Hmm.
Can you break that down for us a little bit? What's like, tormenting you?
How would you know if you were doing it?
So I went through the RCIA process, which I'm very blessed to have been brought into the Catholic faith, and I really believe in what the church is teaching. But RCIA is kind of a quick route to becoming Catholic, and there are certain subjects that kind of get missed in RCIA, and marriage, I feel like, for us was one of them. And I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything that God is calling me to do for him, but I always get this sort of imposter syndrome, like I'm not supposed to be married to a man that is so devout to God and so good.
Well, God bless you.
When I wasn't that way my whole life.
So, Kelsey, can I ask you just to clarify, though, do you feel like he's making you feel like less of a Catholic in some way, or like you're not, like he's
goodness,
making you feel like you're not getting it right? Okay. Okay, so
no,
that's just kind of coming
the
from.
The problem is he's.
Go on.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's the problem
of
what?
He's such a good guy, and he's teaching me how to be in the faith, but I feel like for somebody who hasn't been in it their whole life, it's almost like you always feel like you're catching up. And I just get a lot of anxiety about that and if I'm doing it right.
Okay.
Sure. And I have to ask, you know, woman to woman here, one of the ways that we freak ourselves out is we watch a lot of stuff on YouTube and Instagram and we compare ourselves to all the other Catholic women out there and that sometimes feeds it. Are you doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, well, that's all right. I felt that so hardcore in my core.
We
really do that to ourselves. And it's in our Catholicism, but it's in everything in life right now where we look at social media and we look at all this very crafted, edited stuff, and then we feel so much less than. And we're doing it with good intention. We're thinking, I want to learn, I want to grow. But it does feed that in us and feed that imposter syndrome.
And this might sound a little flip, but you know, Kelsey, the reason that we're called practicing Catholics is all of us are bad at it, right?
Yeah,
and we
got to
keep practicing it until we get it right, you know. And we're not going to get it right until we God calls us home and through His grace we become saints. So you know, I bless your heart though. I mean, and I mean that sincerely, not in the like the southern way. really, you have a beautiful heart and it's just a desire to serve the Lord and be there for your husband, and I just think that's beautiful. So, you know, to kind of deal with this anxiety, the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do with your husband, and this is something, by the way, that your husband might even struggle with a little bit, because Catholics aren't really taught to pray as couples or as families very well. Some people kind of intuit it more than others, but generally speaking, we don't get a lot of guidance on how to have a couple prayer life or a family prayer life. And so this might be something that your husband even struggles with. But the first thing I'd like you guys to do is every day, even if you just take a minute or two, you can do what Lisa and I do, or some version of it, right? Where, you know, for us, the alarm goes off, we roll toward each other, and we just pray. And it's all of maybe 3 or 4 minutes, but it's, you know, Lord, help me be the husband that you want me to be, and to really love my wife the way you want me to love her, and show me how I can make her day a little easier and more pleasant. You know, I might offer up specific concerns that we have, and she'll do the same for me then, as, you know, help me be the wife that God wants me to be, and, you know, that sort of thing. And so, you know, we kind of give each other to God and give our relationship to God that day and ask Him to teach us how to have the marriage He wants us to have. Because, you know, every couple is called to discern what God is calling them to uniquely. And, you know, we can't learn that from even reading books or watching YouTube videos or going on. We can get inspiration from those places. But if we are trying to be like those people, we're always going to feel like we're failing.
And I think that, you know, that continues into being really honest with your husband and saying, I feel like I'm, you know, not quite there where I want to be, and I want to be the best wife for you. And then here's the trick. And I had to learn this, and it was pretty far into my marriage where I finally said to Greg, after, you know, raising children together, doing all this stuff, being so busy, I said, what do you want? What do you need from me the most? What can I do to make you feel loved? And I was really surprised because I was putting in a lot of effort into, you know, making the perfect meals and having the perfect house and right. And he was just like, I just want you to have enough energy at the end of the day to be able to hang out with me and talk with me and spend time with me. And I was like, so you'd rather sit on the couch and talk with me or, you know, have some kind of time together at the end of a long day than you would have the perfectly plated meal or, you know, the perfectly clean house? And he said, yes, absolutely. If I hadn't ever gotten up the courage to ask him instead of applying what all the other people out there in the cyber world told me I should be doing, we wouldn't have gotten to the level of actually being each other's best friend and being as close as we could be, because we're just trying to put on all of those things that the world, even the Catholic world, tells us we should be doing. So yeah, really asking and having that conversation.
Well, and this is a tip for all of our listeners, you know, because, you know, we joke in our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, that, you know, God put you with the person that you're with, not just because he has a warped sense of humor, but, you know, because he wants you to grow in ways that you'd never grow if you were left to your own devices, right? So the first thing you need to do is exactly what Lisa's talking about, and husbands and wives ask each other, you know, what do you need from me to feel loved and to feel cared for? Or what can I do for you even today to help you feel like to help you have a more pleasant and or easier day? And by asking that and then following through with what our spouse tells us, we're challenged to love our spouse more than we love our comfort zones, because we all want to love our spouse in a way that's comfortable for us. But that's not really what God wants us to do. You know, that sacrificial love that comes from Christ challenges us to love our spouse more than we love our comfort zone. And that starts by just asking them, hey, what do you really need from me to feel loved or cared for or that I can do to help you have an easier and more pleasant day?
And the other thing to do is to grow closer to each other is to, you know, read some spiritual things together, like even a, you know, a page or two a night, and then have a chance to discuss it if your husband's open to that idea. You ask him and you say, you know, can we do this together? So it could be a book on marriage, like For Better Forever or Holy Sex or something like that, that's in our library on our website. But it can be anything. It can be something about prayer. It can be something about the saints. It can be whatever you two feel drawn to reading so that you can grow closer to each other. Because the most important thing in discovering and living the Catholic faith together is that you love each other well, you pursue God together through praying together, and then you go with the promptings of the Holy Spirit to be able to say, well, this is a place we can grow in, or this is a place that would give us more joy. But there's absolutely no need to do a checklist of, I've done this kind of prayer today, I've done that kind of service today, I've done this, in a way that makes you feel less than or less close to each other.
So just to recap here, you know, every day at some point, whether it's first thing in the morning or it's the night before or whenever you can, just you know, pray together and give your marriage to God and ask the Lord to teach you how to have the relationship that he wants you to have and be the wife and for him to be the husband that he's calling you to be. Secondly, ask each other, you know, what can I do today to help you feel a little more loved or cared for or make your day a little easier or more pleasant? And in general, have that conversation, you know, what do you need from me to feel loved? And try to do those things even though it challenges you out to step outside your comfort zone. Assuming, you know, again, that you're not being asked to do something that's immoral or somehow demeaning, which, you know, is a very, very fairly small number of things. But you know,
and it definitely doesn't sound like your husband fits into that category at all.
You know, and then, you know, just start looking at some resources together. Whether you're checking out For Better Forever with your husband, I'd suggest you read them together. Or, like Lisa was saying, or even our book, How Praying For and With Your Spouse, which is really a way of bringing Christ into the center of your marriage and really giving every part of your relationship to him and letting him lead you in every part of that relationship. I think it's all that's going to be really helpful to you. You can check out those resources at CatholicCounselors.com. Again, the titles For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, and also Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. And then Lisa also mentioned Holy Sex. Those all available at CatholicCounselors.com. But Kelsey, you feel free to call us anytime.
Anytime.
I was so happy to hear from you. Again, you have a beautiful heart, a deep love for the Lord, a real love for and respect for your husband, and I just wish you all the best. We're going to add you to our More to Life prayer list, and however we can support you, we are here for you. Thanks again for the call. 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls today on our show titled Unworried. Have stress, worry, and anxiety been dragging you down? Well, call in. We're going to help you get the tools you need to lead a more peaceful life. That's 877-573-7825. When More to Life continues, we'll be talking with you about being more peaceful. Stick around.
He is honored by the church as one of the greatest enemies of clergy sexual abuse.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
In his time, St. Peter Damian fought against the many vices of contemporary clergy, especially sexual abuses among the clergy. In 1051, he wrote the Book of Gomorrah that is still considered essential reading for fighting abuse today. He died in 1072.
To find out more, visit EWTN.com and click on Catholicism.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guerendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, our show is titled Unworried, as we talk about navigating stress, worry, and anxiety, and getting the tools we all need to lead a more peaceful life. The number again, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Richard, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York.
Hi, Richard. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, it's Richard. Hi. Long story short, 34 years ago, this month, I met my best friend at the University of Texas at Austin in the elevator. We met and became best of friends 34 years ago. At that time, she was a believer. I wasn't a believer. I was Catholic, but I didn't have faith in Christ, per se, as best as I understood at that time. Then in March 1991, I began my own journey in getting to know Jesus and have faith in Christ, you know? So that was back in 1991, and we still maintained friendship throughout the years. He subsequently got married. We continued our friendship. He had children, and we just maintained our friendship throughout those years. At times, I would hear people say, you can't have a friendship with someone who's married, you know, of the opposite sex. And I would approach Sandra, and I'm like, Sandra, I don't know, maybe we need to part ways in terms of our friendship. People say that this is, you know, not possible. And I had never had, and I never saw her in a way other than platonic. I never flirted with her. So I kept saying, we kept saying to ourselves, Richard, that they're wrong. And because I never had any feelings towards her, I said, well, maybe they are wrong and we're right. Maybe I can be her friend, you know, and we continue friendship. Well, long story short, this past couple of months, I started feeling certain ways, certain romantic feelings. And I said, okay, this is different. I've never been uncharted territory here. And I spoke to her. I didn't know specifically about what was happening to me, but I did say to her, I said, Sandra, I think we need to decrease our communication, you know, tamper down some, not communicate as much. I need to focus on my relationship with the Lord more. long story short, I couldn't shake it off. And then yesterday, I just said to her, I was just honest. I said, Sandra, I think I'm in love with a married woman, and that's you. And I think we have to end this friendship. So,
That's really painful. But you know, Richard, I'm glad you had the courage to do the right thing here and to really say what you felt and to set the boundaries on the relationship, because you know, a true friend works for the good of their friend even when it hurts and even when it's hard, and that's what you did here. You recognize that you know, trying to pursue this relationship would not be appropriate and would not be good for her or for you, and so you've set some real boundaries on it. You know, clearly you're a single man, and what I'm guessing here is that the Lord is using this friendship to say to you that he has somebody in store for you, and I'm not sure why you haven't been pursuing those relationship for yourself all this time. And we don't have time, unfortunately, to get into it. But I think
perhaps because you felt so close to her, you didn't feel that longing as much as you would have if she wasn't in your life. And being as virtuous as you've been right now, having that courage, knowing what's right and wrong, is freeing you up to pursue the right person that God has created for you.
But I think that what those feelings really are about are, yes, an acknowledgement of the friendship that you've had with this person for so long, but also a prompting of the Holy Spirit to say that the Lord has somebody specifically in mind for you, and that he wants you to have the courage to go out and look for that person, because we were not created to be alone. And so use this opportunity as a chance to go and look for that person that God has for you and begin praying about who that person might be. Again, Richard, I want to thank you for your courage and for doing the right thing for your friend, and we added you to our More to Life prayer list. If there's more we can do to support you in this journey, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
People have this false notion that after the Supreme Court came out with, of course, Roe v. Wade and gave us abortion on demand through 9 months of pregnancy, that all of a sudden, all of these regulations were put into place. When all of these independent abortion facilities popped up all over the country, when Planned Parenthood started opening its doors and doing abortions legally after 1973, that it was always so safe and wonderful. And they believe this because they don't see these stories about the botched abortions, the women who have lost their lives, the women who have been violated because their information has been tossed out in the street with the garbage and the medical waste. Not to mention the fact that the regulations that are on the books are not even enforced, and rarely are these facilities inspected, and yet people think that they're so safe.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern. On EWTN Radio.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John chapter 11, verses 21 to 26. This is the story of Lazarus. Lazarus has died. Lazarus is one of his best friends. Just before this passage, we hear the news that Martha and Mary send word to Jesus that the one you love is sick. And the next line in the scripture is, now because Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, he stayed where he was. His friend's in need, he can heal, they've seen him heal before, and yet somehow because he loves him, he stays. And Lazarus dies. And then Jesus shows up 3 days later and is greeted by Martha and Mary, who confront him with the words, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Rather applicable for many of us in our lives. We ask the Lord to do one thing because we're certain it is what we think is best, when in fact he has something which far surpasses what we ask for. The challenge is, in waiting for that to happen, we go through very trying times, which oftentimes makes us wonder, does he really care?
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When kids misbehave, it's common for parents to ask how they can stop the bad behavior. Usually the answer is some form of punishment. But punishment isn't a silver bullet. Sure, it might stop misbehavior for now, but it's not very effective in the long term. That's because it doesn't help kids heal the harm they've caused, and it doesn't give them the tools they need to handle things differently the next time. St. John Bosco had a better approach to discipline. He viewed discipline as a teaching opportunity, not a control problem. In his approach, parents coach kids through the process of healing the harm their behavior caused. And next, they help kids learn the skills and strategies they need to do better next time. St. Bosco's approach is called discipleship discipline because it treats kids as disciples or learners. It also reminds us of the loving way Jesus taught his own disciples. Discipleship discipline frees parents from being referees, constantly imposing penalties. Instead, parents coach kids through the hard work of improving their game. Discipleship discipline recognizes that parents and kids are really on the same team. To learn more about discipleship discipline, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And, you know, while we were listening to that little pop-up talking about parenting, I want to let you all know about a great opportunity coming up here in July, July 17th to the 21st, the National Eucharistic Congress. Lisa and I will be leading Family Track programming based on our Catholic Home program. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. We'd love to see you there. Go to EucharisticCongress.org and register your family today. Especially sign up for the Catholic Home Experience, which is happening on Thursday and Friday afternoons and Saturday morning. There are three slots each day, and the whole family can participate. You and your kids going through a lot of fun experiences, learning how the Eucharist is the key to your Catholic household on mission.
Including Eucharistic adoration with the whole family, even the tiny ones, and a whole lot of fun and connection with our Lord in the Eucharist, and learning how to bring all that grace home with you and have a happier, healthier, holier, more flourishing Catholic family life. So please join us at the National Eucharistic Congress. And folks, the National Eucharistic Congress needs volunteers in a big way to make this wonderful experience happen, as we do as well. If you want to be part of the Catholic Home Experience and help other families out, simple, easy training. And there's meals provided and discounts involved. So go to National Eucharistic Congress to register or to become a volunteer, or both.
And that website is EucharisticCongress.org, EucharisticCongress.org. And to learn more about Catholic Home and the Catholic Home Experience, go to CatholicHOM.com or download the Catholic HOM app to get daily support and resources that you need to lead a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. That's Catholic HOM, the app. Download it today. You know, there are lots of ways that EWTN supports all of our listeners, and one of those ways is the program Fathers Know Best, Monday through Friday morning at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio. Drawing from the rich EWTN library, we bring you great retreat teachings, lectures, and exclusive EWTN programs hosted by priests you know and trust, like Father Larry Richards, Father John Ricardo, Father Benedict Groeschel, and more. So check it out. Fathers Know Best, Monday through Friday mornings, 4 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. We are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Our show is titled Unworried. It's titled after my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And we're talking about those particular situations stressing you out, or those times when you're worried about someone you care about or something going on in your life. If anxiety is stealing your joy or undermining your peace, we want to help you find grace-filled answers and get the tools you need to go from worrier to warrior. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Call up and share what's making you feel stressed, worried, or anxious. We want to give you the grace-filled tools you need to lead a more peaceful life. 877-573-7825.
Dina from Michigan called in. She's listening to EWTN Radio on Ave Maria Radio. And she says, I'm bipolar and stressing about taking care of my elderly mother.
Well, Dina, thank you so much for the call. And again, you have a beautiful heart to want to be there for your mom in these challenging times. The one thing that we have to consider, I'll say, when we're looking at caring for an elderly parent, is what level of care does that parent need, and what level of care are we capable of providing?
And that's going to be different for every family member in this situation. We need to assess this for ourselves and pray about what God's asking us to do in the situation.
Fortunately, we live in a time where there are more options than historically there have been. And so I would encourage you to really investigate all of those options, because as a person who's struggling with bipolar disorder, you may not be able to be the best caregiver for your mom and be able to provide all the care that she needs. You can still be play a role in her care, and you can certainly visit her regularly and attend to what her, you know, what concerns you can. But we don't necessarily have to be the ones who are doing all the things for our elderly parent. So I want you to be involved in her care. I want you to be a presence in her life as much as you are able to. But I don't want you to feel like you are obliged to do all the care for your mom. Because, again, in praying for the best options to care for our elderly parents, we have to consider what is the level of care that they need and what is the level of care that we are capable of providing.
Now, I want to suggest to you, because we've used this whole system in our own, the state for one of our parents as well, is that almost every single state has a website and a phone number for elder care. And it's for any person in the age of senior citizen who needs either extra legal help, medical resources, care resources. It's all sort of in one place. So if you Google that for Michigan, you should be able to find people who can give you lists of agencies and things that will help you know what is available for your mom, whether that's extra respite care for you, if you discern that you should be doing her primary care, extra people that can come into the house, or even daycare or full-time care situations, it'll all be in one place, so it'll be less stressful. You don't have to sit there and do search after search after search.
No, but caring for an elderly parent is stressful, because we want to do our best for them, and especially when we're struggling with particular problems like your bipolar disorder, we have to be realistic about what level of care we can provide versus the level of care that they need.
And that's not just for your well-being, it's for hers as well, because of course she's going to need and want a consistency of care, a knowledge of what's going to be happening, and if you're dealing with your diagnosis and the symptoms of it, and she can't be sure when you're going to need to focus on yourself more, or when you're really able to care for her, in a way that's effective, she's going to be stressing about that, and neither one of you needs to be stressing in that way. So really praying about and discerning what level of care you can give her and where you need help, and then contacting elder services in the state of Michigan where it says you are from, you can begin to do that and put those pieces in place so that you're both thriving through all of this.
Dina, thank you so much for the call. And again, it's beautiful that you want to be able to be there for your mom. And again, I want you to be there as much as you possibly can, but not feel the obligation to be the sole caregiver, especially with the challenges you're dealing with. And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our show today is titled Unworried, as we talk about stress, worry, and anxiety, and the tendency for us to be dragged down by it. So give us a call, and we want to help give you the grace-filled tools that you need so that you can lead a more peaceful life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord is with you wherever you go.
And you know, strangely, when we encounter this verse, a lot of times we feel judged.
Guilty. Guilty. Because we think we're somehow going against what God wants us to do when we feel a sense of fear or anxiety or worry about something.
The important thing to remember in the face of verses like this is that it's not a condemnation of our feelings. It's an invitation to recognize what God is asking us to do with our feelings. He's not saying, hey, stop feeling like that. You know, however we feel is how we feel. And the theology of the body reminds us that feelings do serve a divine intention. As we said earlier in the program, anxiety, most often, is a feeling that God gives us that says, hey, go find people who love and support you, who can come around and help. Go seek that supportive community that I've given to you. And of course, sometimes those relationships are strained and sometimes those relationships can be threatened. But it's still that call to communion with God and with others. And in this case, you know, what God is really saying through this verse in Joshua is not stop being anxious. It's if you're feeling anxious, know that you can be strong and courageous even in the face of the challenges you're encountering, that you don't have to be frightened even though the situation is scary. It's okay to feel what you feel, but do what God is asking you to do anyway, because being a warrior instead of a worrier means not that you don't have those feelings of anxiety, but you're able to do what God has commanded you to do in spite of feeling the fear.
Well, and of course, the first step to that is praying and figuring out what it is God wants you to do, what he's asking you to do, and building that relationship with him instead of doing what Adam and Eve did, which is running away from that relationship with him and running and hiding. God loves you. He's there for you. His mercy is unending. Reach out to him when you are stressed and when you are anxious and ask for his love and his guidance in your life.
Our show today, again, is titled Unworried, as we talk about those situations that are stressing us out, those people that we care about that are maybe worrying us, or those problems that we're contending with that are causing us to feel worried, or maybe just general anxiety that's undermining our joy or peace. We want to help you find the grace-filled answers that you need to lead a more peaceful life. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also send your questions via email, and that address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. We have to take a break right now, but when we come back, more with your questions about overcoming stress, worry, and anxiety. Stick around for that and more of your calls when More to Life continues in just a minute.
Carry the faith wherever you go. Watch the EWTN series, specials, events, and news streaming live from anywhere in the world. Streaming is available on the EWTN app for Apple, Android, and Amazon devices. Download the EWTN app at EWTNapps.com today.
The Encounter Conference, June 26th through the 28th at the New Glass City Center in Toledo, Ohio. 15 powerful speakers.
It is the encounter with the Holy Spirit that makes Jesus come alive and gives us the courage and the wisdom to go forth and to even risk our own lives.
Everyone pretty much says the miracles that Jesus did are real. The miracles that the early church did are real.
As often as the popes are talking about the new evangelization, they're also saying we need to pray for a new Pentecost. We need to return to the upper room. Encounter represents the church returning to the upper room. As we're coming boldly before God and asking him to renew that Pentecostal fire for the strength, the gifts, and the wisdom to be able to preach Jesus to a lost and broken world, so that we can become fully alive in him, so that the world may come to believe that Jesus is the one whom God sent.
Register today at EncounterConference.org. That's EncounterConference.org.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Unworried, as we talk about overcoming the stress, worry, and anxiety that's dragging us down. The number, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Mike, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Thank you so much. My wife and I divorced last year, and unfortunately, my daughter, who's 18, and I haven't talked a whole lot as she went and lived with her mother. But her lifelong pursuit and dream was to be a dancer at a major university. And she actually did make the team, so she has been recruited from the dance perspective, but the academic side is still remains to be seen. And my understanding,
when you say remains to be seen, is that she hasn't picked a major, or you don't trust the academic level of the school? What's your issue with it, Mike?
Thank you. I'm sorry. She just hasn't been accepted yet.
So, so they recruited her for the team, but the university hasn't fully accepted her yet.
Exactly. So she sort of thought it was going to be the other way around, where the hard part would be.
Unfortunately, it isn't. I've been going through this, but too.
But she made the team, and now, so my question is, just because I know time is of the essence, it seems like her mother is sort of offering, well, you could do this, well, you could do that, sort of other paths besides her dream, because now it is sort of crunch time, and at the crossroads where it gets sort of hard. And my perspective is, you know, don't let this dream die. You know, even worst case scenario, if she doesn't get in the spring, hey, let's see what we can do for next semester, or even maybe next spring. So I just was looking for some feedback, because I almost feel like, well, you know, you haven't talked to her, who are you to say this or that? But I would hate to see her dream die right when it starts.
Sure. And I mean, and what kind of, and you were saying that your daughter hasn't really been speaking with you much since the divorce, though. I mean, so what kind of opportunities do you have to engage here?
Yeah, thank you. A couple opportunities, I think. I do, we have three other kids that I see regularly, so occasionally I'll see her in passing, but there's been a little bit of alienation. I love my daughter dearly, but you know, there's just been some siding with the mother that has been had to navigate through. And, you know, I love them both dearly. I definitely wasn't an advocate for the situation. So.
Okay. So I, and I think this is important, just because, I mean, you know, your question's important, and I can offer some thoughts on that. But, you know, the bigger question is, what influence would you be able to have in this situation? Do you think that you have the opportunity to kind of encourage your daughter in her dreams with this, or do you feel like you need to work on that relationship first before she'd be open to any input from you? Where do we start?
Yeah, I think you're right. Probably a little bit of both. I definitely want the relationship to be rebirthed and thrive. And I guess even part of me thought, well, maybe I could offer some assistance. I was a college athlete, and I got through this stage in my own personal life, and would love to offer some suggestion if I can just help her. It's about her, you know. And
yeah, right. Well, so I would say, I mean, I think that's beautiful. And what I would say is that, you know, before we're able to offer any kind of support or have any kind of influence, we have to make sure that the basic relationship is intact. So I think that you want to maybe kind of put the, you know, the question of how to help her in the college situation here in the back of your mind. We keep hold on to it, but focus more on what's it going to take to kind of get this relationship back on track with her. When is she more, are there times where she's more receptive to you, or well, let's start there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Quite honestly, she does reach out when she hits hard times with her mother. So it's almost like if she's going to have her car taken away or her, some disciplinary action, you know, she'll come my way in those times.
I see. And then after that time, is there any way to follow up? Is she open to following up with you, or you know, doing anything at that point? Or is it just, you know, she's kind of playing you guys off of each other when she's mad at her mom?
If I'm being honest, she kind of plays off the situation. If I can get her out of trouble or try to assist, you know, I'll say, hey, can I take you to your favorite ice cream place on Thursday, or can we do dinner? And usually there's not much of a follow through on the other side.
So what's her, I mean, and you know, maybe you don't want to get into this on the air, but what is her beef with you exactly? I mean, if I was talking to her right now, what would she say? I really wish my dad would what?
Yeah. So in having four kids, Dr. Popchak, my wife had sort of a demanding position, and my job was a little more flexible. So I was in charge of taking the kids, you know, to dance and then to baseball and kind of juggling all that. And I wasn't always the best at it. And I always picked her up, but there were times where I was late or, I'm going to be, you know, a little bit. She did not appreciate, you know, when I had this sort of, you know, dance ended at 8 and I was there at 8:30 or things of that nature. So it was a hard juggle for me. I always tried to do the best I could, but she's a pretty, if I'm being honest, pretty resentful person. I don't know that we taught her the best how to forgive and how to talk through things, and that's probably on both of us.
Okay. Well, Mike, thanks for your honesty. I really do appreciate that. And, you know, again, I think your intentions are in the right place. I think that your desire for your daughter to hold on to her dream and find ways to be able to pursue that are really noble and to be commended. Again, I would say, though, that the best way to have any kind of influence in that decision long term, it would be, you know, to be working on this the underlying resentment here that she has, and trying to do your best to heal that relationship. And how to do that? Well, that's difficult in the situation that you're in right now. But I would say you want to keep up at the very least, because what it sounds like is she feels like she can't count on you, right? You know, that when you were sharing that example that she's resentful that you didn't show up whenever you said you'd be there, and I think that probably translates to some other things, that you have the best of intentions, but it's kind of hard on the follow-through bit. I would say let's even start with a daily texting relationship with her, even if she doesn't respond, that you're saying, I'm thinking about you, and I just wanted to, you know, this was happening today, and I just wanted to check in and see how you were doing. Even if she doesn't respond, if you're texting every day, you know, and you're doing that consistently, unless there's some reason that you've been told not to or whatever. If you can maintain a consistency with her that says, you know, even if she's ignoring it, see, Dad texted me today, and he texts me every day at 4 o'clock.
Because it's showing your reliability. It's showing that you've grown past where you were when you were being part of raising her on a daily basis, and she felt like you didn't quite, you know, show that she could count on you. Texting her every day around the same time will begin to show her that there's a difference that's been made.
You know, and building it from there, I always recommend, you know, that when folks are going through these kinds of things, it's important to be getting some professional help as well, because there are lessons to be learned and also strategies to, you know, kind of be employed to help secure those relationships with our kids and really clarify what is God asking us to do at this point. So if there's more that we could do for you personally to help you find faith-filled ways to navigate the challenges you're facing, you know, with your ex-wife and with your daughter and with all the other kids as well, we'd be happy to help you out with that at CatholicCounselors.com. But I would say that the main task in front of you right now is finding little ways to show your daughter that you're reliable, that you can count on her, and normalizing that relationship with her, so that you can then follow up with you know, these kinds of things about wanting her to pursue her dream in college.
Now, I have to say, Mike, there's still a good chance that she'll be accepted in the next few days. Everything's been pushed back for universities because of the FAFSA problem, so don't give up hope there. But if that acceptance doesn't come through, the most important thing to let her know is that she can go to another college and then apply for a dance team or then do something else. There are ways to meet her goals.
Yeah.
Not necessarily skipping a year of college is the best way to go. You want to let her know that you have faith in her academic abilities and that she can move on, but there are other things she can be doing to keep up her dance.
Yeah, and you know, even if she went to community college and continued to do private dance lessons or those sorts of things so that she's able to get up her academic, you know, scores, and then reapply for both the team and the college that she wants to go to next year, there's a better chance then. So, you know, it's not all lost. But that said, you know, the more immediate thing is really focusing on regularizing your relationship with her so that she'll be open to your suggestions. Thanks for the call, Mike. And again, if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. And listeners, if you are dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety and are looking for faithful ways to respond to those challenges, we are here for you. You can learn more about my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, at CatholicCounselors.com. And I have to say, you know, people will sometimes look at that title and say, oh, come on, A Life Without Anxiety, really? And it's true, because what we talk about in the book is the difference between a concern and anxiety. You know, when I'm anxious about something, I see the problem and I look at it and I say, wow, that's a big problem. There's nothing to do about it. And that problem's going to crush me. And what am I going to do? And then we sort of spin out. But a concern is when we can say, okay, there's a problem. Now let's break that down. You know, what do I need to do? Who do I need to get support from? How can I make a plan? What would it mean for me to be my best self in the face of this? And so it's natural to have concerns, but it's not natural or necessary to have anxiety. Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety talks you through how to get to that place where you can approach even the biggest problems in a spirit of confidence and calmness. And you can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can pick up a copy of Unworried, or contact us at the Pastoral Solutions Institute to learn more about our pastoral telecounseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life through the light of God's grace. Check it out, CatholicCounselors.com. And remember, celebrate the life that God wants you to live, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.